Fine Gael are in power for the last 11 years. I think they should be going to the country on their record. And what I see since I've been in the Dáil is that we have not had the delivery for balanced regional development. We haven't had it when it comes to housing infrastructure, to health infrastructure, for small businesses, for farmers. I believe the government really, in many ways, has lost touch with a lot of people out there and the reality of their lives, despite the fact that everybody says it's 12 months to an election. It's not. From when we go back this week, it's 10 months until the Dáil has to cease. That has to be the 19th of February is the last date. So we have 10 months. We're in the teeth of local European elections. That's going to take up everybody's focus until the middle of June. Then we have a few weeks and we're off for the summer and we're straight back into a budget. There's no time for any new Taoiseach to get his or her feet under the table and make any changes. There may be lots of promises, but the time for promises is long gone. It's time for this government to stand on their record and let the people make the decision.
What if Simon Harris made you a specific promise, Deputy Harkin, as it relates to maybe a local issue that you hold dear, that he would pledge his support to that, that he'd promise to solve whatever issues that you may have at a local level? Would that change your mind in any way?
Well, for a start, Simon Harris has not spoken to me. And can I say that at a personal level, I wish Simon Harris well. I work very closely with him in the incorporation of St. Angela's into the ATU, and he did a good job as minister, but that was his job. That's what you expect him to do. But you're talking about something different, something if he was to promise to deliver on something. But that's all you would get, is a promise. He won't be in power for long enough to deliver on anything. As I said, 10 months is all that's left, and there's no time, and there's no point. He's talking about building 50,000 houses per year. There was no talk about this 3 months ago. Where's the plan for this? Where's the money for this? And I know a number of independents are pledging their support, and it's for them to explain why. But my view of all of this is it's not really that they get anything extra. They're just told if there's money for a new school or money for sports, money for, let's say, a local community group, they're told the same time as the government TDs, so that everybody can put up their hand and say, hey, I was the one who got this. To me, that's not what politics is about.